There's a sense of loss. If you're standing here in this building with me, you would wonder, is the Lord really with us the way he normally is? You know, because he walks in the midst of the candlesticks. He's there with the assembled people. And there's a feeling, is the Lord here as he normally is? And then the question, the wondering is it easy for us to go without that sense of that promised presence of the risen Christ among his assembled people? And if it's easy for us to go week after week by this different means, is the reason for that because of the lack of his risen presence among his assembled people? I don't know. So I thought about that. I thought about it should not be an easy thing for us to not assemble. It shouldn't be an easy adjustment for us. It should be like Mary. We should be like Mary. We should be feeling a sense of despair. No, there's a singular blessing in the assembly of the saints, where Christ in his risen form says he will be there where they assemble in his name. And where they gather, there he is in a most particular and specific fashion. Oh, I can know Christ in his presence in my closet. And I can know him around the dinner table in family devotions. And I can know something of his nearness in my day-to-day walk. But there's something particularly profound about the presence of Christ when we assemble Lord's Day by Lord's Day. And there should be a sense of loss. A sense. And if there's not a sense of loss, then the question comes back, well, is he there? Has he been there in our midst? Has he? Because if it's easy to adjust, there's only one reason for that. He wasn't there in the first place. His presence wasn't known. So the feeling at home is just the same as the feeling in the house of God.